Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. We'll give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world, and to our radio audience as well, but also to our WHBR audience on the Gulf Coast, over 1.4 million. And I just want to let you know, we're going to be talking today about the tragedy that you just went through and how our hearts go out to you. But also, we're going to talk to you about, it's not enough to know this happened. Why did it happen? Mm-hmm. What's going on? We're going to be talking about prophecy and things that have been said in that county, in that direction. We're going to be playing it for you, being able to see videos of the prophecies that were spoken before the county commission down in that. That's just, today's going to be a day of not only knowing, okay, we know this thing happened, but why has it happened? What is going on? And joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I was spending time with the Lord this morning, and we're always saying, God, here we are, you know, whatever you want. And because there's so much going on, and right now, one of the strategies of the adversary is to fill your head with so much data that you can't make sense of it. So the thing you have to do is like, dear God, you know, what do I need to know about all this information? And just kind of skim over the top of it, or just go into one particular area. And the Lord laid on my heart to be able to talk to you about what was prophesied in that county. June the 10th, 2013, right?
Yeah.
2013. And we'll be showing you, we'll actually show you the prophecy that was given. It was given, and the reason why it was given, because that's what the Lord wanted it to be given, but also it was given on record. It's very important to understand when you go back and look at a society or a culture, you go back and look and dig through their records. You know, they have a good record-keeping culture and that type of thing. Well, everything that happens at, for example, a county commissioner meeting in your county or your city council, that's all documented. Mm-hmm. Everything that happens is documented. And we're going to be talking to you about a prophecy that was given. We're actually going to show it to you today to be able to kind of make sense, you know, because what I would like to see is this never again.
Right. Yeah.
You know, God, if you're getting our attention, and that's what Brett, you know, from Brett Holderbaum up in Denver says, you know, God's wanting our attention. And we're saying, yes, sir.
And he knows how to get it.
And he knows how to get our attention.
No doubt.
And understand that nothing sneaks past God. Nothing sneaks past God, and don't let anybody tell you, and especially your insurance companies, that tell you that these things don't happen because God allows them, because in the insurance policies themselves, it says that you are covered or not covered for acts of God, and you pay premiums on that lie where somebody says that God does not allow this. But the Word of God, I mean, understand, it's just in the Word of God. We don't have a lot of time to go there, but you can go and hear some of the things that we've talked about that. God does speak. He does speak. EZ12.org. He speaks very clearly. So I'll be talking today, and we'll be talking about the disaster that just hit the Escambia County area, Pensacola, Florida area, the Gulf Coast area, but primarily according to Governor Scott, who you'll be seeing, he said specifically that Pensacola was the worst area that was hit. And so in the context of that he said very specifically that that Pensacola was the worst hit area. It was the worst hit area. And it was tragic. The only thing I can compare it to is hurricanes, and we have quite a few of those to compare it to. We have wind, water, and surge. Mm-hmm. Those are the three things that happen during hurricanes. And we had lots of water. As a matter of fact, I heard Christian Garman, he is the local television newscaster for WER-TV in Pensacola, say that, you know, we had 50 inches of rain since January to this day. And he said that as much rain that fell during that 24-hour period is as much rain as we normally have between January and this time of the year, which is 4 months of rain fell in 24 days.
Wow.
Wow.
This is very important, because understand that means flood, because I'm going to be talking about some prophecies about that. And John's going to confirm, because I specifically talked about an ark.
Yeah.
I just specifically talked about it. And his home was almost an ark, but his home floated. I mean, it stayed. And God, it was amazing some things that happened there. But understand this, that we need to make meaning of this. You know, what is this? And understand, despite what anybody says, God speaks. God loves you. God's involved in the affairs of your life. Acts chapter 17, he said he designed all this. He picked the times and the seasons that you live in for one thing, to see if you would reach out and you would touch him, though he's not far from you. And so God's here. The question is, are we going to acknowledge him in all this? God, what are you saying? What happened in the context of this? Because the truth is, you know, if you look at the nation of America, we've been in rebellion.
Yeah.
The church has been in rebellion. We haven't been following God fully. And we're complaining at the world for not being godly when we ourselves mm-hmm. are not walking in a way that is worthy of the call that's on our life. But he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. I mean, think about that. That means that if we want our land to change, we want our climate to change. And we've been right before the flood, four blood moons began, we began to play the John Paul Jackson Perfect Storm Prophecy. You can go back and watch it on VFN TV. You can go to VFNTV.com. You watch it in Christian Television Network. We've been making it available to you. And these things are happening. But very specifically, the things that just happened on the Gulf Coast, we're going to talk to you about that and specifically. But also, in addition to that, we're going to talk to you about just this morning, the Escambia County Jail had an explosion, and the reports are that there's over 100 injuries and 2 deaths in the context of that. And this is connected to the 2012 prophecy mm-hmm. because when I talked about constitutional officers going to make demands from you, mm-hmm. within a short period of time, there was demands made of the commissioners, and they stood and they did what they had to do because there was no money available. They did not overtax the communities down there. Right. And with that, of course, the ramifications leads us to today with what happened with the jail. It's all connected. Every mm-hmm. bit of it's connected. And so we're going to try over the next few programs to talk about it. So make sure you catch them. It's programs back to back. We're going to continue this conversation, and you don't want to miss one of them. Don't you want to know? Don't you want to know what's going on, that God is involved in our affairs? And realize that anybody says that God doesn't speak is what it is. They're not wanting God to speak over their situation because they don't want God to change their plans. Mm. But God's got some plans, and we just got to pay attention to those plans. Well, let's just start, first of all, by saying, you know, right up front that our hearts go out to all the ones that have lost their homes, the ones that have lost their family members in the storms that just happened and the explosion just happened in the Escambia County Jail. Mm-hmm. We want to say that that we mourned for this before it even happened, literally went through a whole season of mourning going, this is going to be terrific. This is going to be tragic. And the county commission in that county down there, in that county, they can vouch for, they saw me going through those emotions as I was talking to them about it. And former county commissioners, now they're not there as well, and former before that.
Right.
And I was just like, you know, come on, we've got to turn. You know, this is, you know, and you feel like you don't do a good enough job about it. But I know this last time I spoke in June 10th of 2013, that Doris Harris, the county clerk, she made it clear. She made it clear. She began to walk around through the entire dais where all the commissioners are sitting on that high bench area. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, he's going to prophesy. He's going to prophesy. I mean, she set the scene. And this time, because we redirected from Texas to Pensacola, because the voice of the Lord put us in Pensacola. And so I said, well, okay, you know, this is it. And but I was waiting for an invitation, and we're going to talk about that. You got the video ready for that to go? I'm going to be able to play this video for the county commission.
Yeah, I have that.
But and so what happened was, you know, 12 months ago, almost today, because it was June the 10th, and of course, this is still May, mm-hmm. May 1st. Actually, it's a little 11 months. It's 11 yeah. months. And but God was speaking to me during that time, and I went early, right before that, and it's showing me that, you know, these things are going to escalate. They're gonna build. There's going to be these different storms. And I said, well, Lord, if you're calling me back to Pensacola, you know, I want to no holds bar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to just let it rip, because Pensacola is the first settlement of America. Reportedly, from what I'm understanding, is the first place that a Jew set foot in America. Thirdly, it is the womb of America that I'm being told. And it's a hub. It was a hub area for the nation. Mm-hmm. And that's specifically what he called us to do, to plant the VFN Dream Center, Apostolic right. Hub, an outpost, you know, for what God's going to be doing. There's a lot of different outposts going on. And as we did that, I said, well, Lord, you know, if in fact, you want me to do this. I never have gone myself. I was always invited.
Invited, yeah.
I said, if you invite me, then I will go. Next thing you know, I'm sitting with the governor signing the Born Alive bill. Pat and I were there.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Steve Barry, Stephen Barry. Mm-hmm. Stephen Barry comes over to where I was sitting and asked me to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is it. It's on.
It's coming.
It's on. And it's sort of like that guy in Duck Dynasty. What did he say?
It's on like Donkey Kong.
And so, you know, I showed up and I just shared my heart. But I first reviewed because I felt like maybe I didn't do a good enough job. I didn't explain it well. And it's really difficult to deliver words that are so dramatic. And you just want to be, there's so many, you know, pillow prophets. I got a name for it now. Brother Kilpatrick, David Wilkerson, they call it pillow prophets, you know. And pillow prophets make true prophets or prophets who are hearing from the Lord makes them look really bad because they're going like, okay, but I know it's thundering and lightning right now. And I have to tell you, this is the reason why it's thundering and lightning, but they said everything's going to be good for you, Ahab. Anyway, so, and of course, you know, true authority who doesn't want to hear from God, like Ahab, for example, they hate true prophets. They hate prophets that just try to hear from the Lord, try to deliver. But understand, you know, like Ezekiel, God told Ezekiel, you don't have a choice. You know, if you want to save your life, you have to tell.
Right.
You have to warn. You have to let them know. And I believe it's Ezekiel 33. He says, their blood will be on your hands. And I know, I mean, you guys are my witness and others are my witness that, you know, I've just been driven, you know, to make sure that no blood is on my hand. But not only that, but also to let you know that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. And all this other stuff that people have been telling you and what they've been selling you, a bill of goods. Listen, God's still on his throne. He's involved and he wants you to turn back to him. You alone, I don't care if nobody turns back. He wants you to turn back to him. And listen, he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He will speak to you through his word. Get rightly related to those that are hearing from the Lord that's going to speak into your life. And I'm telling you, it's time to shift to where the voice of the Lord is poured out. And it's also time for those that have been lingering and those that have been just trying to find out, you know, what's in it for me and what am I going to get? You better follow God. You got to have to follow God. Listen, you know, we're on the front lines across this nation. There's men and women who said, we're going to be on the front lines. And you're sitting back there counting your strength. You're counting your strong men. You're counting your dollars. You're counting your nickels. You're counting your loss. But I'm telling you now, in the name of Jesus, you need to rise up and you need to go where God's called you to go because we have some things we got to do. So we got to be about the Father's business. I'm going to tell you and show you this prophecy when we come back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is it legal to read your Bible at work during break time? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is, I am a dock foreman at a prominent company in St. Louis. I was told that I could not read my Bible, specifically my Bible, while I had idle time working on my job as far as a dock foreman. And my question is that an infringement of my constitutional right? Because other people that are employed here, they also read the Bible. But I was told that I could specifically.
Well, reading the Bible is not a banned act and certainly not an illegal act. And if they allow you to read material at work during break times, you certainly should not be prohibited from, in this particular case, reading the Bible. It's not a banned book. It doesn't create a religiously hostile environment. And there really should not be any problem with this.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded with inside of me. I go, whoa, I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little statement. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You're listening to VFN TV and the Data Radio program. We are talking about a prophecy that was given to understand. A prophecy is this: God's sharing with us what our future is, no matter what it is, and we're just repeating, you know, what God has said. And the first thing that we want you to see is the actual footage taken, and it's not as high quality, but it's what's taken to be, because the whole thing was being on record for the word. And in this, you'll notice that Commissioner Barry is the one that they default to him to say, who are you bringing? And he says he's bringing Greg Lancaster. Understand, he was the one that invited. And of course, as I said earlier, I'm going to wait for you to invite. But understand this, that on this commission board was a county administrator, George Tuart, and Doris Harris, the county clerk. And both of them know that the Lord has spoken through me. As a matter of fact, and you'll hear me possibly say, and the county administrator said, you didn't have a dream, did you? And he's the one that followed me out of the courthouse when I was talking about the coming financial crisis storm that was coming. But let's just try to make sense of this. Let's listen to this prophetic word that was given for the whole world now to see what was taking place and understand that if we listen to God, and it's important not just say, yeah, that was a prophecy. It's like, what did we do when God spoke? What did we do with that? Did we humble ourselves? Did we understand we need to get wisdom from on high? Or did we just keep about and say, yeah, that was cute. That was right. That was pretty accurate. Instead of saying, dear God,
right.
You know, and if you've lost your house, if you lost a loved one and all that, you know, you're experiencing great tragedy, but understand others need to connect and empathize with your pain because this is all of our destinies if we don't awaken to this. But listen, this is me speaking to the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners on record. Doris Harris, the county clerk, had just gone back and forth saying he's going to prophesy June 10th, 2013. Listen up.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our county commission meeting for today, June 10th, 2013. Please turn your cell phones to the off, silence, or vibrate position. The county commission allows any person to speak regarding any item on the agenda. The speaker is limited to 3 minutes, unless otherwise determined by the chairman, to allow for the sufficient time necessary for all speakers. We'll start with our invocation with Commissioner Barry, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Grover Robinson. Mr. Barry.
Thank you. Could I ask Mr. Greg Lancaster to come up to the podium and start tonight's business?
Lord, laid on my heart to be able to share a word. I shared it here before with Doris was here. I think a couple of commissioners were here. And for 10 years, we had a prophecy here in the city, the father-son camping trips. We could carry the fatherless out to the wilderness. In the middle of that particular camping trip, Commissioner Robinson was there helping us out during that time as well. We came down here to speak to the county commissioners at that time and share with them what was going on. And 70 leaders were there at that meeting when we were preparing to take these 1,000-plus boys in the wilderness. And 4 of the county commissioners said nothing. And 1 county commissioner said, this is good. And within a few months, all the county commissioners were removed except for 1 there. And it's like, my goodness, you guys, your position is so important in the eyes of God as leaders in the city. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing and your stand right there. And then the Lord, I got an invitation to come back, and the Lord laid on my heart, and that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. That's when he told me about the coming storm, and I talked about the coming storm that was going to be coming. We talked about hurricane storms, but it was actually the financial storm that Alan Greenspan talked about. And as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord had on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asks me to come. And where's Commissioner Barry asked me to come. And I said, this is it. I was going to share it. That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen. And it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you, that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county, and I just want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions, because it's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen. Father God, I thank you for each of the leaders that have given their lives to lead, God. I thank you for their willingness to spend endless hours making sure that our county is safe, that each of us have an equal opportunity in the city, that our economy and our jobs happen here. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the grace that's upon this city. And I just ask you, Lord, that you would spare Escambia County for what's about to possibly happen in the United States. I pray that you would put a spirit of unity on each of the commissioners to work together. Other constitutional officers, Father God, that have to work with the commissioners, that they would listen and they would work together, Father God. We just ask you for grace on the city, Lord, and you show me there's hope and there's good things coming, but we're about to go through something, God, and I just pray for that grace to be able to go through and to protect all the citizens, God. And I just pray this crime would come down in our city. This crime we would just leave this city, Father God, and our people would be safe. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sons and daughters would be safe in this city, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm telling you, that was delivered on June the 10th, 2013, and it's less than 11 months later, and we've seen such tragedy that has taken place, but now it has escalated, just like what the Lord was laying on my heart that was going to happen. And we're doing our best. I'm doing my best to prophesy. You know, we prophesy in part and we know in part. But when I was mentioning constitutional officers, God was giving me a specific constitutional officer at that particular time. And within 7 days, that constitutional officer came in and made demands of the commission that they just couldn't do at that particular time. And they didn't. And the result of that was the loss of the Escambia County Jail. The jail ended up put back up under the county commissioners because of those demands that were being made. They didn't say we want it, but the particular sheriff of that day just said fine. And he just, and today we've lost two people this morning that died in the Escambia County Jail. Over 100, maybe 150 are injured with explosions, floods, and the just tragedy. And we've got to listen to God. We got to listen to God because God is speaking. And I'm going to be talking about, and you can see right now, I'm sure some videos I'm talking in our next program. You got to catch it because we're going to continue talking about all this. There's so much to talk about. You get the volume down on that if you would. But I mean, the tragedies that are taking place. This is, you're looking at video of roads that have turned into rapids, literally rapids, right after I prophesied about a flood that was coming and about an ark and provision and wisdom. And God's given us wisdom to be able to make it through these times. Understand, God's folks don't skip over problems. God carries them through problems. You'll be seeing just washed out roads and businesses underwater. I mean, this is some of the reporters on their local radio station. I believe it's called Talk 1620 or something of that nature. They're on the radio going, this is a biblical proportions. This is historical damage that's taking place. And also, I think you'll see, too, the Governor Scott, Florida, speaking about how this, out of all the places hit, that Pensacola was the worst. Let's see if you can hear that.
About is all those families being evacuated, and then how do they get their life back to order? I mean, how do they, you know, their homes, I mean, people are being evacuated for attics, and areas never flooded before.
Okay, that's good. The part that you missed about that is where he said Pensacola was the worst. It was the worst hit area. When it comes to compliments of, you can get that at WERTV3, the entire video there. And what he said specifically, where people were being evacuated from places they'd never been evacuated before, from attics. and they were trying to figure out, you know, how to wrap our brains around this. You couldn't go anywhere. The entire, and you remember, if you go back and remember, we'll make this a related link, this is going to be a physical battle. And as soon as I said that, the entire county was hit at that point. Internets go down, power goes down, and you can hear that. But also understand this, that everything stopped. Law enforcement couldn't move. Emergency couldn't. It just amazing. Everything stopped and everybody was stranded. Just like what happened when these things, these floods and these things come in. Understand that God has spoken about this, but he's just saying, listen, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and God will heal our land. Understand this, that God is a loving God. God has plans for us, but it requires us to respond to him. Make sure you catch our next program. We're going to be talking more details of what's taking place and what the Lord has said.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
Welcome to the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to the VFN TV and Daily Radio program. Welcome to our Christian television network audience and radio audience around the nation and around the world. We were talking about what's taking place with the tragedy that just took place in Pensacola, Florida, Escambia County, in the Gulf Coast region, and trying to make sense of it and looking back at a prophecy that was given in public in June the 10th of 2013, right. Less than 11 months later, all these things, there's so many things that took place during that time. And I remember specifically, we're going to be showing that to you, but I have a sealed prophecy. Do I not have a sealed prophecy?
You sure do.
It's a sealed prophecy that I wanted to be able to give to a specific individual, but they wouldn't even receive any. And you have to understand, you got to receive what God is saying, that that our only agenda is God.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? It's just God.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I was sharing that agenda was because one of the most specific, important folks, you know, in America for what is happening and what is going to happen, because there's some things we'll be talking about that's going to be happening, is when you think about it, your governor is a very important person because, you know, your federal government's not going to be able to come in and help during the things that are coming to, they're just going to be overwhelmed mm-hmm. with the things that are happening. But also then you go all the way down to your county commissioners or your local government and your sheriffs. And your sheriff has constitutional power to be able to do things. It's just basically the sheriff and then the governor kind of. That's why it takes the governor to remove a sheriff in that type of situation. And so, and I was delivering a prophetic word and I had it all sealed up and I wanted to just to give it because I knew whoever the next sheriff was going to be, they were going to be the sheriff during all this that's going on now. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
That's exactly that's it. And because they're going to be governor during this four blood moon period and all these things that God has shown me is going to take place. And I thought, man, we just need to find out, you know, who is this? Who's going to be that person that's going to be during this tragic time, you know? Another tragic time has hit. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it hit right after that conversation. Remember, right after that conversation.
Sure.
And I had to have a sealed prophecy because it just wasn't received. Nothing I said was received.
No.
And that was my complete 100%. You know,
that's why we were there.
That was why we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was received, it's like, boom, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
And so in the context of that right after that, a whole sweeping crime went all the way across the county. Mm-hmm. That was Escambia County that I'm talking about and went all the way across the county. Right. Remember all the mm-hmm. robberies that were taking place
right.
and the Escambia County jail flooded right after that. Mm-hmm. Remember
oh,
every
yeah.
bit of that. Is this not accurate?
Yeah,
that's what happened.
And we have all records of that. You can see that on the torch of EFNTV.com. Go to the torch. But understand, we're just saying, listen, God speaks. And so we're trying to make sense of all this. So we just had this biblical proportion flood that just took place. As much rain that normally happens in 4 months fell in 24 hours. And just changed the whole landscape of Pensacola, Escambia County in that region. We'll be showing you footage of that. But we're finding out, you know, first we'll talk about this prophecy. You know, and you heard the whole thing in an earlier program, you can see it. But we want to just share with you, June 10th of 2013, we're going to hear it. Are you ready to from that particular point?
Yeah,
June the 10th of 2013, that this was delivered. We're just going to just a piece of it. You can see the whole thing in an earlier program. But understand, listen to this part, because this is the part that God was laying on my heart. And this was the burden that was like, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen. And it's going to escalate too, by the way. But listen up.
That there's another level about to happen. There's another level about to happen. And it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says, we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you. That God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county, and I just want to ask you guys to just seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions, because it's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen.
That's so important. Understand delivering prophecy, because within days, you may be able to see this on your screen. Within days, that's when the sheriff of that county, Sheriff David Morgan, came before the county commission and demanded $1.4 million or something like that dollars from a county who didn't have any money,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't give it. And at that point, the Escambia County Jail was under that sheriff.
All right.
And in that turmoil, against their will, the county commissioners had to take on that jail, which is under them anyway. And it's been some, you know, I don't know all the details. I can tell you all that kind of part. Mm-hmm. But either way, for years, it was ran up under the sheriff. And then all of a sudden, he just basically, it just looked like, you know, according to reports in the Pensacola News Journal, just said, take it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have two deaths, two floods, and we have an explosion taking place at the Escambia County Jail just this morning. And it's like, we've got to listen to God, because that was the sheriff that I was prophesying to. Mm-hmm. That was the commission that I was prophesying to. When you saw me scratching my head and say constitutional officer, you know, that's what it was. God was speaking to me about, but I was like, I couldn't speak it because of not being received, you know, because it has nothing to do about individuals. Like, this is about the people of the county. This is about the people of America. This is not about political leaders. It's not about politics. And it's not about people who are in office. Mm-hmm. It's about God, who's is one nation under God. And it's like God's speaking. We got to pay attention. None of us are perfect. None of us hears clearly. We all make mistakes. It has nothing to do with that. But it's about, listen, we've got to care about people. Mm-hmm. We've got to care about the people in the context of this. And so here we are. These things are taking place. And I want you to start, begin to see some of these pictures. As a matter of fact, I first want you to see. So all of a sudden, in 24 hours, in 24 hours time period, 4 months worth of rain fell right on top of Escambia County. And as a matter of fact, is it ready? Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the weather pattern that was there, and
it's your arrow.
Okay. Then the you can see the weather. There's some of the floods that took place. This is within 24 hours. Notice this. Mm. This is a business that's flooded out. This is within, after the prophecy went forth, this is less than 11 months later after context of that, you know, cars being flooded out, car dealers being flooded out, another business being flooded out. You know, some of these pictures are coming off of Facebook and those. I mean, Facebook, the community is actually a better reporter sometimes than us and people that are in the media. And that's where people are getting their footage from. Eric Hovind actually gave this footage right here when he went out to take. He rode his bicycle out down there from Creation Ministries.
Oh, wow.
And you're looking at this is over in Alabama. That's comes from Karen Kilpatrick when she was taking that over there. This is a local business. Can you make the name of that business on there?
I can't. Looks like that in Brent area.
And this is Roberts. Roberts was part of the prophecy in the Malachi mandate. He and his son set up the tents and all. And but he's taking them. Look at the footage of the water that's suddenly, I mean, this is of biblical proportions.
That was like an SUV too.
And that was an SUV. And so you're looking at the flood. This is all over the region. All over the region, you're looking at in the background, you see the Pensacola Civic Center. You see housing projects, Aragon Court. And remember, I told you, remember the word of Aragon Court, because that used to be a place where people lived that were being helped because they were in times of trouble. My concern was
income-based type housing.
Yeah, yeah, people that were helping them out. And so we just kind of scraped that off and put that there. And
million-dollar homes.
Yeah, million-dollar homes and all. And these are some of those homes flooded out. This is other stores. This is 48 hours. Actually, less than 48 hours.
Yeah.
This is 4 months worth of rain.
It's that Burger King.
And how, that's the Burger King. It's Burger King right there, maybe. Okay, then.
It's in there.
You're seeing some footage here, and some of these pictures are compliments of Facebook. Some of them are the local media, but you'll be able to find out their sources for each of them. Just amazing. All over. It's in some of the words that was given, some of the storms, the tornadoes that hit just west of Escambia County, where the loss of life was made. That is a Burger King in the background right there. That was a McDonald's right there. It looks like a ship in the ocean there. You're looking at right close. I believe this may be, I don't know where that is in the context of it, but this is the same county. You're seeing pictures come up. And I just want to tell you, this is somebody in a canoe, in their house, in Gulf Breeze, and understand this is what the Lord was saying.
Wow.
How can we not say that God does speak? How can we not say that? You know, that God can prevent future disaster. He can protect us.
Sure can.
He's God. He is God, and above him there's none other. Understand, he does. Who is this that the wind and the waves obey? That's what the disciples said. God, that's who it is. So look at this. We got some more, as you're seeing here, floods that have taken place. And this is, and you heard what I said. And we want to play it again so you can hear it after this to make sure you're hearing the context, and this is after the floods.
Yeah, that's my room.
Yeah, subsided right there. That's actually after the tragedy, right?
Yeah, after the river basically of water that came down. That's the next day. That's actually, it's later on in the day where it dried up and they got the water to stop. But that road is completely covered. Houses have collapsed, foundation bricks removed, trucks.
It was a rapid. It was a river. It was a rapid. I think you may have it.
Yeah, well, we do have it.
Yeah, it's in there.
It'll be available.
That's, there you go. Looking at here. That's also the same neighborhood. That's what happened.
And a piece of the house has fallen off.
You can't sit on that side, but it's completely off, and that empties out into
You see it right here. You see the foundation's missing. I guess the driveway's washed away here. Okay. That was the night skies were filled with over 70,000 plus lightning strikes.
Oh, wow.
Over 70,000 plus lightning strikes. And God kept the the region. Remember, I was praying, yeah. Dear God, protect us from what's ahead.
Yeah. One report was since people didn't have any power, they said, well, we really didn't need to see at night because it was a consistent
was lit up.
Lightning the entire night.
The fish just coming up in people's yards. Tragedies.
Oh, wow.
This is the bridge, Bay Bridge.
It looks like a slide or a slide.
Yeah, that is a auto parts store off of Highway 29 or Pace Boulevard. That is someone's house up to the doorknob. That's actually compliments of Sharon Marsh and her home. That's Marsh's home again because their home was destroyed. Our prayers go out to you guys. More just sinkholes, turmoil, tragedy. I mean, just kept on and kept on and kept on. And understand what you're seeing right here is someone that the Lord had spoke to and that he listened to what the Lord had said. Mm. And the two places that God moved him from were underwater, but the place that he's in now, which is Peter, was totally dry, but he listened to the Lord. And this is what it looks like where he was.
Wow.
Wow.
How about that?
This is the place right here. It's another place, the second place. And then God immediately told him just recently, and he called Steve and he said, listen, we got to go to this next place. Yeah. And God
urgently
moved him.
He was like, we got to go. We got
to
go.
Urgent. And for Peter to be urgent. Yeah, good morning, Peter. That's God. Listen up. just look what's taking place. And this is so sad. Wow. A woman had drowned in her car on Highway 29 in Cantoma, Florida.
Oh, wow.
67. What if we listen to the Lord? What will he prevent in our futures? Because way worse is coming to America. Roads washed out. Just tragic, tragic things are taking place. We have more about this and trying to grab an understanding. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. Right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
God is doing some amazing, amazing things. If you missed our earlier program, you need to get a perspective of a crying out for justice with Pastor Sai. Remember, we're four programs back to back. If you missed any, you can catch them at VFNTV.com, download our app or whatever. We want to keep in a continual conversation with you with that because we got to have a perspective. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. The reason why is because God's going to hold you accountable. Mm. God is going to hold each of us accountable. We stand alone before God. And that's how you can just be confident that you're just doing what you can with what God has entrusted to you, and you're being faithful. And one thing that we want to do, and the Lord's really spoken to us about this, that, you know, stay in relationship with us. We'll stay in relationship with you as long as the Lord will allow us and say, you know what, let's continue this broadcast around the nation and around the world. But he's shown us some very hopeful things. And if we will trust him in this, and if we will believe him and begin to speak these things out while getting our heart, it's not like a default setting, like we can stay in rebellion and stay in sin and continue to, you know, all these wrong things, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn and pray to God, he says, listen, he'll hear and he'll change things. And I believe he's going to change things regionally. He's going to change things state by state. So you can be in a state that's lost their state of mind, the original intent, or you can be in a city that's lost their state of mind, and you can say, you know what, this particular city is like the city that Lot was in, so I'm going to find me another city under a man or a woman of God who loves God, who hears from God, and I'm going to plant myself right there, and that's where me and my family are going to sow, we're going to be faithful to God. We're going to pray God for that, pray that God would cover us in the context of that and speak to us, and we're going to obey God in that. And maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Truly, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Our hope, and we are hearing the Lord, as many are, and our goal is just to communicate that to you so you could be all that God has called you to be. And find out more at VFNDreamCenter.com, VFNDreamCenter.com for more details on that. You can join us virtually or join us on the Gulf Coast. We're located in the Pensacola area, but also reaching around the nation and the world with, it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting what God is doing. We call it the dream because it's what God said, and we're just doing what he said, and it's amazing how that's taken. That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking to you right now. God said it. We're just doing it.
That's right.
Just doing what God said.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back to VFN TV. I do want to share with you, ever since, you know, the county had made their selection for whoever was going to be the leaders, that we pray for our county commissioners by name. Mm-hmm. In that area. We have been having people around the United States pray for those commissioners by name. We've had people, once that area, Escambia County, chose who their sheriff would be, then we've been lifting that sheriff up, and which is David Morgan. We've been having the people from around the nation specifically praying for wisdom and everything that the
recorded
sheriff...
Recorded prayers, recorded...
We actually have... How many... Recently, you backed up that community. How many posts was it? The prayers, PFC? You'd be thinking about that.
Oh, right? It was over 10,000.
Wow. Over 10,000. So we've been praying for the leaders.
Maybe 20,000.
It was 25, yeah. 20, 27, I think. But understand... Thousands of prayers have gone out for each of these leaders. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, if Pensacola is the womb of the nation, if we get it right, whatever we do, I think it's going to be birthed in the nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about the Brownsville outpouring. I mean, God birthed to the nation an outpouring in Pensacola.
Longest running revival in history.
And so understand, but we can birth anything out of here. Mm-hmm. We birthed some bad things too. And so we've been praying for each of the leaders. So we're in no way, speaking in a negative light. We're just saying what is. Mm-hmm. Just saying what is. And we're still praying. And we believe that you know, God has shown me very hopeful things. Mm-hmm. And when he's told us, he says, no, not Texas, which is a hub state. I want to plant the VFN Dream Center. And you can find out more at VFNDreamCenter.org. I want you to plant that in Pensacola. There was two things he said to me. And one of them was a very good thing of how things were going to turn even after these kind of things take place. And it's very hopeful with the leaders in the county that is in that county now that things are going to turn. We're going to hear from God and we're going to respond what God's going to say. And as I prayed June 10th, 2013, and one of the reasons I need to say this too, the reason why it was so urgent to speak was it's going to happen. God just called me from Texas to Pensacola in that context. And finally, the county administrator, George Tuart, had just been brought back, and he was still there now because they had actually fired him. Mm-hmm. They've removed him. You know, I personally believe we need to honor. We should have honored, you know, George Tuart, because George Tuart in that county and Sheriff Ron McNesby, beyond any shadow of a doubt, and I unashamedly say this, if they would not have taken the horns by the altar, the altar by the horns, during the great tragedy of Ivan when it hit Pensacola, those two men we owed a deep gratitude for. Despite all their offices, there are two citizens in our county that said, and the commissioners just said, listen, George, we're not going to vote on nothing. Bring us out of this thing. And I'm very thankful, Ms. Tuart, for your husband. Mm-hmm. And we just honor him for he and what Ron McNesby did for our community in bringing us out of tragedy. Mm-hmm. When we were, it was blue roofed, whole damages and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's because they cooperated, and I just have a debt of gratitude. And I got a chance to talk to George, you know, right before he had passed. But the reason why was he was on the board, so he was a witness that God speaks. And I said, he's there. You brought him back. And not only that, when I came in to the courthouse that day, George came down from the DS. He came down and he said, I wanted to let you to know that I'm cancer free. They just said I'm cancer free, and we were celebrating that.
Yeah.
And so he was a witness. He and Doris Harris, the county clerk, is a witness who records what's going on, that God does speak. And the very first time he followed me when I prophesied about the second time, coming about the financial crisis and the storm that was going to hit back in the year that it was hitting, that he followed me out of the courthouse because he saw me walking out of the courthouse going, my goodness. Actually, it was August the 12th of that year because it was our anniversary. Donna's my anniversary.
2007.
And I was like, this thing's going to hit. I was so sad. I walked out of the courthouse. I normally kind of wait and kind of ease my way out. And he followed me all the way out to the water fountain out of that new courthouse down there. And he said, is everything okay? And that's why I'm like, he knew. He knows God speaks. And he was a witness. And right after that, he put in his application to be a county administrator. And this whole spirit in the land just, took a hold of a few folks and just, instead of just saying no, thank you, and just did the opposite and shamed his situation and removed him and took him off the list. We have a whole journey. Only 7 months later, he was to die. He was going to be with the Lord. I mean, that was it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, man, we should have honored him. Mm. And I had a chance to talk to him in December about how much I appreciated what he and Ron McNesby had done in that county. But understand this, that this prophecy was taking place. And we have to, you know, whatever leadership we have, if anybody, it's actually allowed to be given to men and women, and it's for a season, but you're still a citizen.
Right.
You know, it's a government by the people and for the people. Mm-hmm. So we have to work together in the context of this because, you know, as a deputy for almost 10 years, I knew that how I enforced the law, I was going to have to be living next to the people that I was in. So yeah, I realized right. We're doing this thing together.
Right.
And so I just want to say we've been praying for leadership. And that's the reason why I wanted to be able to deliver that word, because George and Doris were witnesses and they definitely totally confirmed it. And you can ask Doris today for it's true. And so this is the tragedy that came. As a matter of fact, you're looking right now, I think, at, well, I guess that's the second one right there. But you're looking at the flood coming down.
That's gas right there. That's actually oozing out of the.
That's not
the
water. That's actually gas blowing up.
And that's Blue Springs. That's the water that's going right all the way down to the very end.
What's the name of that street there?
Blue Springs Drive.
Blue Springs Drive.
And it's just, this is horrific. This was shot by Chrissy McGraw, DJ's wife, and they were right there on the property.
Cheryl
right
McGraw's son.
Yeah, Cheryl McGraw's son. And this is just horrific. All of this water just went right through homes. It went right through. I mean, cars flipped over, trucks. Broke foundations, knocked over sheds. I mean, just tore to pieces.
This is tragedy, by the way. It's not Cheryl McGaw, it's Cheryl. But in the context, this is happening now, and you're looking at this is 4 months of rain falling in 48 hours, actually less than 48 hours. And it's like 30 inches of rain that would have to be, because it's 50 inches. It's mm-hmm. 50. It's only normally 20 inches by this time.
Right.
And it says 50, but you're also seeing here. This is the night is what it looked like. That same area that was happening, as you can see, just washing houses away. And we'll show you a few of those houses in a moment. But understand, I mean, you know, Noah prophesied about a coming flood. Everybody said, what are you doing? You're crazy. Mm-hmm. And they ended up on outside of the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. They ended up on outside of what God was saying, because God said, build an ark. And God gives us wisdom to get through a season. Don't buy into this peripheral religion that's not God, where they're saying, don't worry about it. As long as you said a prayer, God's going to get you through the thing. No, that's not true. The truth is God speaks and he says, listen to what his spirit says to the churches. He's going to give us wisdom, because these days are going to be the greatest days the church has ever seen. You're going to begin to see the full church just rise to her place and great unity happen. And all this, you know, idolatry and you know, self aggrandizement and whatever that stuff is. You know, it's going to stop, and it's going to be one kingdom, which Jesus is the Lord of. You know, we're going to begin to walk in unity. There's an army rising up that Rick Joyner prophesied about, and it's the third army, not the first two. And it's an army that just, not physical army for all those that are listening that think that way. I'm talking about a spiritual army that when we come into an area that's devastated, and we've seen this evidence of where we're walking, that when we walk into an area that's less than, when we show up, God makes it more than. And then when we leave it, it stays more than. And it's something very significant. So we're supposed to leave a blessing. We're supposed to be, when we show up at a place, then it should be better because we were there. People should feel better because right. We were there. Well, obviously, people that are held captive by the adversary or not. Mm-hmm. But look at this. You're looking at pictures here too, I think, in just a moment, about what was taking place after those floods that had happened with the foundation. That just looking at, there you go. Okay, now this is actually right after that flood we just saw. And what was specific about it, you got to catch us in the next program, because we're going to continue this conversation, but talk a word, the word, the Lord spoke the word ark, the ark. And what came within 2 days after that word, approximately 2 days, was a flood, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about that, because the ark, it was a physical ark, but it's the wisdom of God, how to get through the season that's going to change everything as you know it. So that you can be in the next season, so you can make impact for God and his kingdom in the next season. The problem is, if you don't hear the wisdom of God, you won't get in the ark, and you're not going to be a part of what God's going to be doing. Catch us in the next hour, or the next program coming up.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com. But don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up. And every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program. Uh-huh. And you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN radio on my phone and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself and also sign up a friend.